Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Well, good day to you. This is my 952nd, maybe this is the 953rd episode on my radio. 952 times of being willing to come out here and put myself out into the world, my face to the world, because I understand just how beautiful every single person that uses the power of consciousness to move themselves forward will also move forward others. I understand there are more people doing goodness than the few who aren't. And so I'm very willing to put myself out here that many times to remind people of how beautiful you are and how in this world of illusions you just got trapped. Could it really be that simple? What do you want to talk about, big boy? What do you want to know, big girl? Remember being excited to grow up and be the big boy or big girl? Why did we want to grow up? What did we believe was so important about growing another year older when we were youthful? Could it be we were looking to gain control over our coming and going? You can take the mic with the number one today on my radio show. It's my party and I won't cry. I'm still on my path of happiness and prosperity, just like I was when I was the little girl, wanting to grow up so that I had more control of my days than having a grown-up tell me what to do. You might have been the same, and I'm very happy to be with you. I'm so happy to be with you today that I might sing happy birthday to myself. No, I'm just joking. Are you kidding me? I've been listening to Styx. They do it in such a great way. Styx and the Grand Illusion. You see, I graduated high school in 1977. What amazing years the 60s and 70s were. But they're no more amazing or as amazing as today, because we've come so far with technology. But Styx, what great music. I mean, the guy goes on stage and he calls all this stuff that we live in BS right on the stage. People were seeing through the grand illusion of politics and religions for years. People were seeing through the politics way back. And when they saw through, people even created religions out of them. You see, these awesome thought masters for years have told people how good they were, how wonderful they were. But the people weren't prepared to believe that that leader was talking about them. It had to be the person next to them. It had to be their partner in life or their little kid that was still the innocent. It couldn't be them because they had done things that, oh, they were so wrong. Says who? Says who? If you're trying to put someone down, that's not so cool. If you just do what you need to do to make your life better, that's so cool. It's what we can do. The grand illusion is this amazing world in which we live, where a few have their dreams and they make them come true for the rest of us. So what happens when we all begin to make our dreams come true? And our dreams are almost always of something that would be good for ourselves, which means it would be good for us and for others, for us individually and for the rest of the world. So why would we ever believe that there's a few that know what's right for us? I see how people get used all the time. My people will say, I know you better than you know yourself. Are you kidding me? And they believe them? How could somebody know you better than you know you? They can't. Why would someone pretend or profess to know somebody better than that person knows himself? It's just an illusion so that they look important. I don't know you better than you know you. I like to get to know you because I know that you have something of value that you're going to bring to the world that I live in, just like you should have that expectation on me. What a wonderful world we live in. And happy birthday to me. Did you remember singing that song when you were a little kid? Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Jill Lee. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. You act like a monkey. And you smell like one, too. Did you ever make up sing songs in your head? Didn't you have more fun when you were creative than someone created something for you? Do you remember wanting the presents on your birthday? You wanted the coolest things, like you wanted a new Barbie doll, or you wanted a new Tonka truck, or you wanted a guitar, or you wanted a piano, or you wanted some art things, or you wanted a science kit, or you wanted. We were wanting children. Is it any wonder we're still wanting adults? Not at all. Because the curious mind can forever live in that state. If you fail to live in the state of curiosity, you will be following whatever comes your way, including people who can take from you. It's a grand illusion. Sticks, I am so grateful that I trucked along and found somebody's new web. Well, it's not a new website. It was a new website to me that I found. And that somebody had a thing about sticks and a grand illusion. And it was like, oh, God, sticks, my kind of music, high school days. I still feel like I'm that young. I may not look it, but I feel it. Sadly, we have the degeneration of cells in our bodies, aging. We're finding ways to change all that. We've learned how to play with sound, light, right? We've learned to play in technology to create things that actually can slow down the process of aging. We've learned about the telomeres. I went, what a great year I've had. What a great year. I put myself out on a limb. I spent money to go to an awesome conference in California. 1,000 people together from 30-some countries to discuss youthfulness. And so this year, several months ago, while I was reading another book that I've had, and I've always been, why should people age? I knew what it was like to age quickly when you can't breathe well and you're just a little baby. You realize how quickly time could fly if you just stopped breathing. It would be over. You realize the preciousness of life. But I was reading another book, and there were people making comments, and I should dig out the credit for whoever said this, but I am youthing. There is no reason to believe in the process of aging. Believing in that makes people that are becoming of the greatest value in their life because of the situation, circumstances, the people, the places they've been. They have much more knowledge than when they were young. Oh, there are some children who have been around the world, though, I swear, in their minds. It's how the curiosity in the person works as to the kind of life you live. So I'm using. I'm absolutely not using that other word anymore. The cellular breakdown? Ooh, what a terrible thing. I remember seeing people's skin that looked like mine does in ways. I just refuse to accept it, acknowledge it anymore. I'm amusing. And I hope that as you celebrate my birthday with me, that you feel the same way. Why would you want to focus on the degeneration of your cells? By talking about, by acting out the grand illusion of life, where the adults rule the world, when the children are the ones so full of curiosity. Become full of curiosity with me this year. Make a commitment with me today for your life to just keep using more and more of your curiosity every day. And as you use your curiosity, to get better in your thought process and to think before you leap. Don't make quantum leaps forward in something that's not going to work for you. Don't follow other people who would profess to be your pros, your experts. There really isn't anyone that knows you better than you. And one of my friends sometimes loves to pull out her Bible talk, although she wasn't raised in it, she studied it, okay? She'll pull out her Bible talk like it's a trump card sometimes. And she always says, you know, how sometimes it's ridiculous, but she brings it out. And I go, exactly, really, I mean, seriously, how could anyone really believe that a child was born into sin, born of sin? By the time I was in junior high, actually like in fourth grade when we got, shut down by the film strip in the 60s, for Pete's sakes, right? Sickness. Teach a little kid all about their reproductive system, thinking that they won't want to experiment. And I was going, oh, God, that's what the boys look like. That's what we look like underneath our blue jeans and our dresses. Yeah, we wore dresses. All the things the adults did to us children, thinking it was going to be good for us. Seriously. So, you know, when I learned about the difference between male and female and what they did with their anatomy or what they could create, I mean, I was the youngest in a family of just three children. I didn't have to see a mother get fat and have another kid, right? I didn't know about the baby's coming, right? Like little children do with a fat mommy. The baby's on the way. I didn't get to experience that. And it wasn't until about fourth grade that my friend Keith's mother was pregnant. And we watched her in our class when she would come to help. She was an awesome lady. Come and help at the classroom. We watched her belly grow fat. So it was my first experience with really watching a lady, paying enough attention to watch her belly grow fat with his little sister who came along later. But I was just like, that's what happened. Oh, gee. And then there was a Mrs. in my classroom, like I said, who showed up. And there was, we were learning about things in Sunday school about how for a lady to have a child without being married, it was a child born out of wedlock. Wedlock, to me, didn't make sense. The word, wedding locks two people together, right? You see, I loved my words, and so when people threw out incongruencies, things that didn't match, I was always paying attention. I later learned in the last few years, the last decade of my life, I should say, the years have gone fast, that there's such a thing called a non sequitur. A non sequitur. And if you want the microphone today, you just take it. Interrupt me. I'm having fun on my birthday. I'm partying. Non sequitur is that which does not follow. And I look at people use them on other people and go, you're just disgusting. I know, I see through you. Okay, I believe that everyone has this amazing power. And I realize that when people come together, they can do some amazing things too. But see, I see the power of individuals. I realize this amazing power exists in every individual to do every detail towards something they want and make it manifest. We did that as a little kid. I didn't have Johnny in my pants or Sally either. It was me that did all those things when I was little. My brother and my sister didn't do what I did. They did what they did. And when we played together in a board game, it was usually that we were kind of bored, so we played Monopoly over the Christmas holidays. Anybody ever feel that way? That life is quite boring? I mean, seriously, these people put this stuff into me trying to convince me that children are born of sin. And all I knew was they could only be born of sin if that baby was born out of wedlock. And the word wedlock didn't make sense because wedlock meant they weren't married, this couple that was having a baby. In a wedding, I knew, joined two people at the hip. And wherever else they wanted to be joined, that was their choice. Hopefully in mind. Hopefully they agreed upon how they would raise their children. And they would agree upon a discipline that would work well. And that would mean that their children had space to exhaust their curious nature. And children will exhaust their curious nature. For Pete's sake, children play doctor and nurse. They had to hide, though, because someone might discover them making some discoveries on their own that weren't on the film strip. Oh, for Pete's sake. Kids will be children. Children will be kids. Oh, the kids are billy goats. That's right. You see, my life is what it is because of the things that I've done in it or I've failed to do. I don't believe that someone shaped me this way. I know how much shaping I've done myself or failed to. I take 100% responsibility for my life. And when I got a hold of some books, I'm a reader. And so when I decided to accept an offer in the mail for this book that I thought was going to be total hogwash, I thought, well, why not check out what this little thing is that they're going to send me and find out what it is. And you know, I read it and I thought, yeah, that's interesting because, you know, I know how much I've done in my life, how much I've controlled it or been out of control. Let's find out what this stuff is. I'm sick of going to the library. So I got these books, and what I really made was a major discovery. I learned more about science than they taught me in science. I learned more about numbers than I ever knew. I learned more words than I'd ever learned, and I had a huge vocabulary, and I was a champion speller. I knew that sometimes when I saw through some people and their illusions that, wow, yep, that's what they were doing. That's it. I knew that sometimes when I might be trying to cast an illusion that, oh, that's what I was doing. Oh, wow. Don't need to do that. I learned more about myself and the world around me than I'd ever learned in my whole life. And because I've learned it, I can feel better every day because I understand what I'm doing or failing to do. I can understand what others are doing or failing to do. And that's their deal. It's not my problem. Or is it? What I realize is we all have this amazing power. And what we each do with it really does matter for ourselves and for others in society with us. And I realize how easy it is to look at these people that are running for the president of the United States and think that they have the power to make life better and to know that the opposite is completely true. There's no way that a few people can make the world a better place than millions can make the world a better place. It's impossible. It's not possible. A few geniuses, those who think, those who see pictures and pull things in so quickly that your head spins, you've met them. Imagine uniting them with 100% power vested within them, their own power, not being held back. And then I look at how we vest power into politicians who have to take from every single one of us to be able to do a darn thing. Sticks, the grand illusion, total BS is right. It's total BS. Drugs, it's choice. It's pure choice to do them or not. The power of the mind is amazing in and of itself. By this point in my life, at nearly 60, I can look at my friends who continue to do drugs their whole life. And I'm different than them because I didn't do drugs my whole life. Caught in the grand illusion of a boring world where people aren't curious as adults sucks. All right, now. I said it. It sucks. The world could be so much more if everybody put their curiosity and their creative powers to work. And instead, they're shut down in school. I was bored out of my gourd in school. I was not the student. People talk about how they were the students. Not me, man. I was learning everything I could outside of that classroom. Studying the encyclopedias, reading National Geographic, first reading the dictionary, because it was a fascinating book. Not until I had encyclopedias in my house because an aunt of mine was suffering. And we took her stuff and we stored it in our basement. Did I understand the power of having an encyclopedia that went into depth, National Geographic? Wow, world studies. You see, everything we wanted to learn when I was little came from books. TV was just, you know, great. I loved it. I could dance with American Bandstand. I could sing with the singers there. I could watch Lawrence Welk. Watch Bobby and Sissy, I think was her name. Hell, I don't remember. Dance. I danced. I sang. I read. All children should be embracing everything they possibly can, not being taught to follow, but to lead, to gain genuine power. And so here on my birthday, I'm celebrating that my parents allowed me to exhaust curiosity and have my successes and have my failures. And today I say to my friends listening to me on the radio and total strangers even, what greater gift is there than this amazing, what I call double-barrel brain? The creative right and the logical left, and put them together, and wow, amazing things happen. So imagine, I want the millions of geniuses, those who actually see life through pictures. They don't just think. They see a picture and they pull it in quickly. I want them all set free from anyone having power over them so that we get things more rapidly. And these high technological ages that didn't exist when I could only go to a library or to a bookshelf to gain knowledge. Now we go to the computer, and yes, you've got to watch what you're doing. You've got to read several things, and you've got to put yourself into the equation and determine if what you're reading is really valid or not. And so when people throw out something from a Bible to me, I go, it was written by people. We're flaw-filled. Yes, there's some history there. But there's the point that people started making stuff up. Did you ever pretend and make things up when you were a kid? Please don't tell me you didn't, because I hope you engaged the creative side of you. I'm not saying you were making up lies. I'm saying I hope you played creatively as a kid, and then you logically used that other side of the mind, the other side of your brain. You used your mind. And you came up with the coolest things, solutions and problems. And you went towards finding the solutions to the problems. Of course you did. And then you grew up into the world of illusions that the adults play in. It is not play. It's just garbage of following. So that a few remain in power over the rest of us. And I just want these geniuses set free. You know what? All these people that have so much to offer us that are held back, the price of everything goes up because of that. I think that's baloney. There's no reason that something was created years ago with hard physical labor is more than the car that was hand-built. Does this make any sense? I hope it does. I hope you can see that the wisdom of ages is an amazing thing, but we act like people are of no value when they aren't youthing anymore. What an amazing year I had. And how beautiful it is that a man that's one of the geniuses in the youthing movement was over in, where was he? Doesn't matter. He had the longest line of people ever wanting to meet him, shake his hand, talk to him, than ever before in his history. The longest line ever. And every single one of them was a doctor. Because you see, the doctors are geniuses. And they realize that what the drug companies send them isn't necessarily the solution to someone's problem. But it's what they have to live with because of the control over their industry. And so the price in that industry goes up too. Oh my. Oh my. Do I want to watch the price of everything continue to go up my whole lifetime, knowing it will be worse for my children that aren't children anymore? And for the child born unto one of my children? Can I stand by and watch that happen year after year? Absolutely not. The price will continue to go up on everything we want, so long as governance sits on top of it. Business is where value is created and exchanged. There's nothing that should be in the middle of business, whether it's the young man that came in yesterday, whose family has now they have a place to live in a motel, and they're rebuilding themselves with kids like 10 or so, or the couple that has been married for 19 years and their kids are now grown and it was just them, and they moved into the state because the VA couldn't offer them what they needed in the small town they lived in another state, and they couldn't get on to the VA program here, and they lived in the woods, and they could say that in St. Louis. They lived in the woods to get by for months. There's no reason for people to be living like this. We live in it because of politics. We live in it because of religion. We were taught to follow when we're born leaders. When the people wake up someday and realize that it's my birthday and I don't have to cry, I can celebrate the things I've done and the things I will do. And everyone wakes up that year and does it and says, you know what, this election process to allow these people to take from every value that's created has just got to stop. Now I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. and speak next weekend. And I'm not really sure about the group that I'm going to be with. They have different opinions and values than I have, and some of them will have the same. But I do realize that being the keynote speaker that I have an opportunity to make a difference in a few people's lives because they're amazing people that are value creators and they're not part of any group I'm part of. People create values all the time. But little do they know how much they're shredded by a few. All of us are in a non-ruling class, a group of people worldwide that do not make the laws, rules, and regulations against the people. You're in that group if you're not holding people back. If you're holding people back and it's a very small segment of the population, and don't do it in your house if you do. Stop it now. When I understood this concept, my life changed radically. Don't hold someone back. You won't gain from it. don't hold someone back. They won't gain from being held back. The people have to be set free from a small group of people that hold back everything we do. And we will live in a life of happiness and prosperity as we create incredible things for each other. There's no reason why the young man with the 10-year-oldish kids should go mow a yard, do whatever he does, and have anyone take any piece of his efforts. Everything that we have, the streets, the sidewalks, the buildings, the parks, are created because people did business and there was enough abundance to share it. But that doesn't mean we need it stolen from us. Wealthy people have more than enough to give, and everyone can learn to be wealthy if set free, to be able to take their value creations to the world without them being held back, maybe never in hitting the streets in business. When you understand this core concept, you can no longer sit idly. I couldn't. I was done sitting still. And so, yes, today, we near 1,000 episodes daily of me being willing to put this out to the public because I was taught to see life differently by some authors in a book. Different than the horror that I would see on TV of war. Different than the poverty I would see of Feed the Children campaigns for all my life. Different than that. Recognizing the value of a human being, and I love to recognize that. So I went for an hour on my stream today. Maybe it was a slip, I don't know. But I may or may not stay on. It's my choice, right? It's my radio show. I used to do this for 2 hours. And I decided that a half-hour lecture is plenty. And that if people wanted to speak up, they know to raise their hand with a one. So I say to everyone, it's my birthday, and I'm glad you've been here with me to celebrate it. I can see who you are. And those that listen later, thank you for listening in. I hope that maybe today on my birthday, you see life differently, and that you look for the people that are in your circle of friends or your family that make themselves look better to have power, even in families, and that you begin to just walk away from that. And that if you were one of them that was holding power over others, that you say, oh, no more. There's no need for it, because there isn't. There just isn't. You're all amazing beings. We're the conscious beings that can go to higher levels of awareness all the time, every moment, every day. You know, what do you hear? What do you see? What do you smell? What do you taste? What do you touch? Percepts. We can navigate our life through our percepts, but when we take the percepts and we form concepts, we become of more value to ourselves and to the rest of the world. And then when we link our concepts, the things that worked for the greater good of ourselves, and we begin to link those concepts into big puzzles, the world will gain. And you listening, I know you have this ability, but you may not have been taught to think this way. And so it's my goal to cross this nation in 2017, helping people see just how special they are. Starting January 1 in Tampa, Florida. There's a lot of people down there that claim to understand this process of thinking. And I want to unite them all. I want to see what kind of projects they can come up with. There are people in every state have read some of the books I've read, but they're all running around individually. Or they won't even come together when they claim they want to. They become shy. They become fearful instead of trusting that we will never break down the illusion that we live in unless we come together. And I see the ones that are out there using the people that know this information. Believe me, I see it. And that's wrong too, because we have the strength within to make our life better. We're hurt, we're being hurt, we're hurting others because we're believing in an illusion that there are few that know at all and masses do not. It's a 3,000-year-old secret. When we evolved into consciousness, we were all capable of leading our own lives, of becoming more. Through the consciousness, this higher level of awareness. So if you had to make people feel less to look important, and we have to let the secret out. We have to tell other people how special they are. They don't hear that. People are afraid to tell someone they're cute when they're little because they might get a big head. I happen to know that from being in the family I was part of. You don't want to tell some little girl how cute she is or how precious, because it can really go to her head. Really? There was no harm meant in the statement, but there are little kids that are just precious that are trying to be accepted into the adult world of boredom. And so they do cute little things to get attention. And will they continue to try to get attention and do things they shouldn't do as teen girls just to get attention? Of course. There are boys that are every bit as smart as the old men in the tribes. And they do what they do, and they just want recognized for the value they bring. Whether it's the whole string of fish, whether it's knowing how to light a fire, whether it's creating something by wiring something together. We all have this amazing power. And on my birthday, I'm celebrating this power that I possess, that I know everyone else possesses too, and I'm celebrating in a big way today. Part of me wants to not do anything out there to try to lift up the people today. But that would be absolutely incongruent with, against what I believe in. There are days when I think, oh my gosh, what if I just didn't do this anymore? What would happen? And I know that nothing would change. If I just stopped doing it, the people will still do what they want to do. They'll still follow politics. It isn't about me. I do what I do to make my world better. And if by chance me doing what I do makes somebody else's life better, that's just a side note. I do what I do because I love life. I love to write. I love to sing. I love to dance. I don't know who you are. I couldn't claim to know you better than you know yourself. I won't tell you you need to do something. I will suggest to you that you use your curious nature and you try to learn more every day. And that in your actions, you've already exhausted whatever it is you can see in your head to avoid mistakes. This is just a way of living, and we all can do it. But if you never teach the children to link their percepts, they'll never really know how to be a conceptual thinker, to make less mistakes. And they'll rely upon others, adults, their whole life. And that's not what we were supposed to do. We're supposed to use forever, and I'm using forever. As long as I can add value to life, I will do so. Somehow, some way, every day. It is my goal that I don't have to suffer cellular degeneration like my parents before me and like others before them and like others before them, and that the same would be so with your family. If our quest is not to save our very lives, What could it possibly be? And I know we've been taught that it's going to be better after we die. I couldn't buy that as a little kid, just like I couldn't buy that a child born out of wedlock was a sin, that would live in sin. Like I couldn't believe that every child born was born of sin. How could that be? What does that mean? You see, when you're a little kid, you question more. And I watch the adults in my life follow politicians. Seriously? Why would you watch two people debate anything? Spew venom that are going to be able to take power over you. Why would you give them any time of day? I don't understand it, but to each their own. Why would you elect people who can create laws against you and through the process of politics create regulations, codes, make stuff up that they think is going to be right for you because they know you better than you? Why should we ever teach children that this is the way of living when we could teach them that their curiosity and being able to see something in their head in a picture and doing the details out in their mind and maybe on paper before they ever take an action wouldn't be the very best way to live their life? We could teach that. The teachers are taught to teach kids to memorize stuff. I watch ruling classes grow in organizations. I watch how people don't let people be heard. I watch how people speak up, even make plans, and how a ruling class of people can override values other people create. And I can't sit idly why I created my own radio show. Because I knew that this awesome news needed to go beyond a few people, a few hundred people, or 100 people. That it needed to keep going further, like the man that's been doing this for years. Dr. Caliber, not me, man, who's had his longest line ever of people wanting to know more about what he's doing. Finally, I believe the people are at the point in life, at the point of consciousness, because it's not going to be stopped, to realize there's no greater value than to save our own lives. And that it has nothing to do with where you're born, what color your skin, or what gender. We just have to save our own lives. And that we're gaining that much. We're so conscious that we can now. That technology has evolved because we have evolved. It's the only way technology can evolve. Things exist because of brilliant minds. Politics exists because brilliant minds are failing and are turning our power to a few. It makes no sense. Yet little children know what political affiliation their parents are, what religious denomination their parents are, and then they're not taught to use the greatest power they have, which is the power to think for themselves and to act according to whatever's good for themselves. They will naturally do that if not taught to follow bogus The Grand Delusion, 1977. Are you kidding me? Was I going to stay at McDonald's the rest of my life? No. Where every wage is attached to minimum wage because Congress said it? No. I was climbing, absolutely. I didn't stay at minimum wage because I learned to take over responsibilities. But I didn't plan to smell like a hamburger the rest of my life. I preferred smelling like grease from the shop, not grease from the fry pan or the grill. I was a grease monkey. That wasn't a place I wanted to spend the rest of my life, even though I was offered management. I was going off to learn the numbers, to help with the numbers in my dad's automotive business. Little did I know his dream was going to be fulfilled and he was going to sell out his shop and I wouldn't have that business to work in. But 1977, what a great year. I hope that you have a time when you felt your finest at that point and you knew you were moving on. Maybe it's today because you can. And so for you today, cheerios, man. I hope you've had a good day so far and I hope the rest of your day is outstanding. I thank you for listening to me. I gave up more of my time today because I screwed up and gave myself an hour, and I know I'm just rambling. So carry on. Enjoy the rest of your day, and happy, happy, happy birthday to me. It's up to me to make my next year of life better than this year. No one else can do that for me. So in your comings and your goings today, may you have the best day ever. Best day. Oh, I have a hand up. I can hear you. You're unmuted. You have a microphone, 971. 971, you're unmuted.
Jill, this is me. I did not raise my hand.
Oh, I don't know what you do to get the one, but hey, have an awesome day.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. Have an awesome day.